Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock, and this is Matt Chat live on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight I will be joined by my very special co-host, 2017 NWF Hall of Fame inductee, Miss Callie, and we will be discussing this Saturday night when the Northern Wrestling Federation returns to the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio for the final event of 2017. Ladies and gentlemen, without any further ado, my special guest co-host, Miss Callie.
Good evening, Ace. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How about yourself?
Not too bad, thank you. And you are right. This will be the end of your final event of the year. But do not forget, folks, we are on the road, as always. So mark your calendars. Not only do we have this Saturday night in Fairfield, we also have Monday. You heard me right. Monday afternoon. January the 1st, it is an NWF tradition, slamming in the new year, 3 p.m. at Bone Crushers, and then on Saturday, January 13th, we make our return to the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Wilmington, Ohio for WrestleBlast. Like I said, before we get to any of that, we've got this Saturday night in Fairfield. And it is a huge, and I cannot stress how big, huge night that's going to be. All the stars are coming out. I mean, you've got the Monster Abyss. You've got Angel, who's going to be in the house that night. I mean, top to bottom, front to back, it is a night you do not want to miss.
Sounds like it's going to be one of the biggest nights of the year.
It is definitely going to be a huge show. Not that we know how to do anything less than a huge show, but still.
I was about to say, does the Northern Wrestling Federation know how to do a small show? Because I don't think I've ever experienced one.
We know how to work in smaller venues, but we go all out regardless. It doesn't matter the size of the venue. It doesn't matter if it's one of our regular shows, such as Fairfield or Bone Crushers, or if it's a charity event that we're doing or a fundraiser. We go all out, lack of better phrasing, balls to the wall every time. We make sure that the crowd gets exactly what they're paying to see, and that is an exciting night of wrestling action. And we never want to disappoint our fans.
Absolutely not, because without the fans, you wouldn't
exactly
have a job.
Exactly, where would we be? Right, and you know, I kind of really like this job.
And you know what, without the fans, I wouldn't have a job. And I kind of like this job.
I'm going to be nice, because it's right after Christmas. We're heading into New Year's. I'm going to be nice.
I think I'm going to appreciate
Sorry.
That.
Yeah, you might want to, because it doesn't happen often. You know that very well.
But let's get...
Yes, sir.
Let's get into this Saturday's gigantic card for the announced matches, at least.
Right. We are going to have, for the Northern Wrestling Federation Tri-State Championship, a triple threat match In that match, you're going to see the Tri-State champion, Pompano Joe, as he puts his title on the line against none other than Relentless Ron Mathis and True Grit Bruce Gray. I mean, you talk about a match that is really just
Those are two of the Midwest's premier athletes. Pompano Joe is in for a very, very tough night against those two gentlemen.
Honestly, I couldn't agree more, and let's be honest, Pompano Joe is no slouch himself.
Oh, absolutely not.
I mean, I know he's, ever since he's won that Tri-State title, a lot of the funny games and clowning he's done in the past has really kind of come to a screeching halt. I mean, he's making sure that the crowd takes him seriously. And we've seen a few competitors that have won the hard way. Well, yeah, but I mean, Joe's known even for the antics of, like, stopping mid-match in dancing. That has stopped. And, I mean, he's just...
Well, you know, I don't know what to say about that, but I do know that right now we have a caller.
Let's bring him on.
Caller, you are on the air.
Hello? Yeah, is that right? Hey, listen, you know this voice, you know who it is. It's the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez, yet again gracing your pathetic show with my presence. So what's your name? Ace Diamond, Diamond Ace, or whatever your name is. So you're welcome. Corporal Callie, you're welcome. The Prince of Sport and your future two-time NWF Unified Champion is on your pathetic little show.
Lexus Montez, welcome to the show. We were just
You're Princess Sport Lexus Montez.
My apologies. We were actually just discussing this upcoming Saturday night. So I do very much appreciate you gracing us with your presence on this
show. Yeah, absolutely. You're talking to a two-time unified champion here, so I think you should probably introduce my match if you haven't already talked about it.
Actually, I haven't. I was actually kind of saving that one for a little bit. But we'll go ahead and discuss it. As I'm sure people have heard, if you've listened to Bustin' Loose, Calypso, due to injury, has had to withdraw from the match.
Yeah, sure.
Now, rather than just disappoint our fans, because we did promise them an Ultimate Ladder match,
Yeah.
Roger Ruffin and the front office have come up with a solution for that. There will be an 8-man scramble. The winner of that scramble will go on to face the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez,
mm-hmm.
in the Ultimate Ladder match.
You should honestly even say the defending unified champion at this point, because since Calypso was withdrawing from the match, I automatically should be the unified champion. But due to the prejudice of the front office, a.k.a. Nate Pelley and Roger Ruffin, they don't hand the actual competitors and the actual talent what they deserve. No. They want you to believe that I have to earn it, which I've already done. I'm already a former unified champion. Why can't I just have what's rightfully mine?
While you did technically pin Calypso in Fairfield, let's not forget there was also some outside interference and shenanigans from Jay Donaldson.
Jay Donaldson helped. But at the same time, if any smart mark knows out there, there's no rules to a triple threat match. I could have won that match with Jay being there or Jay without Jay being there. Technically, I am still the unified champion, but nobody wants to give me that respect. Nobody wants to give me that leisure of saying that I am the actual champion because, like you just said, but when I got on the show, I am not the unified champion, which you forgot to mention. I, Lexus Montez, the Princess Ford, am the current and defending unified champion. Thank you very much.
I hate to interrupt.
Go ahead.
But we
go ahead.
Do have
you've
another
already,
caller.
Already... Really now? Okay.
We actually have another caller.
Really?
Caller, you are on the line.
This guy sounds like a putz.
And...
Who is this on the line? Who is this?
Twinkie, you need to shut up.
Yeah, he's been muted.
Thank you. He definitely needs to button his lip. But anyway, back to the topic at hand, this Saturday night, some could say you're going into this match with a disadvantage because you don't know who you're going to face. Every man.
Look at it as a disadvantage, but go ahead, Callie.
Every man that's going to be in that scramble knows if they can manage to pull off the victory in that match, they're facing the Prince of Sport.
And defending unified champion, Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez. Thank you.
So some could look at that as a disadvantage to you. Others could say that you have the advantage because you will obviously at that point be the freshest individual in that match because they'll have already beaten the hell out of themselves, gotten the hell beat out of them as well as beat the hell out of their opponents trying to get to this match. So it's really kind of a toss-up as to who has the advantage going into that because they know who they're facing. That ultimate ladder match will be your first match of the night.
Well, Callie, let me explain something to you. I'm a competitor, which means I go out and compete. Doesn't matter how you do it or when you do it. Great competitors adapt. They don't practice. They don't train for this. They adapt to the situation. I will adapt to my first ever ladder match this Saturday night, and I will beat whoever my opponent is, no matter who it is. The scramble match is a good opportunity for someone to get an opportunity like I've had none in the past. So this is their time to shine, where it is my time to always be great.
Humble is definitely not your strong suit, but that being said, I cannot deny that you go out there. You definitely are a competitor. You put it all on the line, and you win at all costs.
Absolutely.
So
as greats do.
I will give you your just credit on that because I've had the opportunity to sit and observe some of your matches. I've had the opportunity to do commentary for some of your matches, and whether I always approve of the methods, I cannot deny the outcomes. So let's get your opinion on a couple of the other matches, and then we'll go into this ladder match a little bit more in depth.
All right, right on.
We were discussing the match that's going to be a triple threat match for the current tri-state title between Pompano Joe, Relentless Ron Mathis, and True Grit Bruce Gray.
Right.
Now, I mean, you've got some of the best in the Midwest right there.
Absolutely. I guess you could say that they're the best of the Midwest of yesterday. But I will give them all props. They are very legendary competitors in their own right.
We've also on that card, we've got the first ever Who's House match between former NWF champion Nasty Russ and NWF legend Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that is not nailed down in the UAW hall is technically fair game to be used as a weapon in this match. Now, I can honestly say, I don't think that's going to be for the faint at heart. That's going to be brutal. It's probably going to be bloody, and it's going to be just, that's not even going to be a mess.
It's also a hazardous match to begin with. If someone brings in a butcher knife, does that mean Angel or Nasty Russ can use it? I think Nate Pelly or Roger Ruffin, more so Roger Ruffin, didn't really think this match through. He's really endangering the competitors in this match. If you know what I mean, like he's setting them up to be, destroyed by their own fans' hand, because the guy really doesn't have any respect for these competitors. Just like me, he doesn't have respect for. But hey, his company, not mine.
Now, I don't believe he's allowing the fans to bring in weapons, but if it's in the UAW hall, chairs, tables, I think there's a garden hose.
Garden hose? Tally, it's definitely December. I don't think anybody's busting out a garden hose, but go ahead.
I mean, if there's one back in concessions, it's fair game. I mean, I'm pointing out the obvious that if it's not nailed down, it's in the building. It's kind of fair game there. So I mean, it's going to be a very dangerous, very violent type match, which in a lot of people would say that's going to favor Angel. But as we've seen over the past several months, I'm not so sure who it's going to favor, because, I mean, Angel's done his fair share of dangerous, very brutal matches, but Nasty Russ has shown he's not afraid to cross lines. And his statement was he plans to permanently retire Angel.
Yeah, I thought Angel was permanently retired in the first place, but hey, man, I guess anybody could just hop in that ring and do whatever. I'm pretty sure at FanFest you're going to be in the main event, Callie, so I would probably lace up those boots yet again.
You got jokes.
Oh, absolutely. Angel versus Nasty Russ in this match is going to be very interesting. Angel hasn't been in the ring in quite some time. Nasty Russ is coming off his title reign. And it should make for an interesting contest. I know these two have some history, so I'll be watching in attendance with my championship at the end of the night.
And then there's the steel cage match, which is pitting Tough Justice against not only the man Roger Ruffin, but Impact Wrestling superstar The Monster, Abyss.
Yeah, sounds like a pretty good match. The Western Undertakers are going to wrestle an old man and a very old monster. So it should be pretty great.
I mean, you look at the dynamics of that match, you've got, and really, if you stop and think about it, the sad thing is, Tough Justice is the younger team in that match.
Absolutely.
And that is a lot of experience going in there. But, again, will that cage be able to contain those four?
Hopefully. Maybe Rhinestone's going to hit a moonsault or something. We don't know yet. But got to watch the match. Got to come to Fairfield and check that out.
Definitely get your tickets. They are at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. But now,
I'm looking forward to the most.
That steel cage match?
Yes.
Oh, that undoubtedly is going to be a good match. I mean, you've got the experience of Roger Ruffin and Abyss. You've got the athleticism of Tough Justice, which, for his age, I'll tell you now, Rhinestone does have a very pretty moonsault. I hate to say that because he's a jerk, give the man props.
Give the man props. He's a legend. He deserves it. Give him his props. He has a very, very, very pretty moonsault, as you said.
He does. Like I said, he may be a jerk, but he does possess a lot of talent. But like I said, that alternate ladder match, that is, in all honesty, that's the match where Kalisto was initially injured, and then he was re-injured just a few weeks ago when we were in Covington.
Oh no! I think that the lingering injury, from that ladder match he suffered in August is still there. So putting him in this ladder match didn't do him any favors. Nate Pelley didn't think – I don't think he thought that through, that his hero was going to rise to the occasion and beat the mighty villain Lexus Montez. So that backfired on Nate Pelley's part, which gave the fans nothing to cheer for. So now they have to cheer for some unanimous, weird, anonymous hero that's going to rise to the occasion to try to slay the mighty Monarch. So congratulations, Nate Pelley. You did your job. You got your guy Kalisto out on a stretcher to walk off into the sunset, while I, who should be technically the unified champion, have to defend my title against some person. Way to go.
Now, you're quite familiar with the roster. And unfortunately, those names have not been released at this time.
Nah, not yet. Who's going to be in the match? The Bronze God, Danny Todd, Tiny Tim. The list goes on. I feel like I can beat anyone on any given night. It doesn't matter. Whether it's a ladder match, cage match, Miss Cali on a pole match, I can beat anyone because I am the NWF's absolute best. And you know it. The fans know it. The front office damn sure knows it. The roster knows it. I'm the best. There's no reason why I should have to be in a ladder match to prove that. I'm going to walk into Fairfield, defend my championship, and prove yet again that nobody on their best day can touch the prince of sport, Lexus Montez.
Lexus Montez, let me just say this. Like I said, I will give you all the props in the world for being athletic, being talented. But let me say this, because I'm just going to be honest here. My friend, you have an ego. Not that it's a bad thing, but damn. Humility.
Hey, man, all the best athletes, all the best competitors, fighters, what have you, have ego. Ego is a good thing, like you said, Callie. I embrace that this is who I am. For a long time, the NWF didn't want to embrace me, and they still don't. They still don't embrace the fact that I'm their absolute best. I'm the best NWF wrestler to ever step foot in the NWF ring, and that is an absolute fact. I am this version, this generation's version of Jay Donaldson, if you want to say that. I am the absolute best. I am the main player. I am the main star. And the fact of the matter is, guys like Kalisto, who have been picked over me time and time again for opportunities, what does that lead you? Where is he now? On the shelf, Lexus Montez doesn't get injured. Lexus Montez doesn't skip a beat. I do this day in, day out, week after week. I travel. I go anywhere that there is wrestling to compete. To prove myself, trained in Muay Thai kickboxing, trained in Greco-Roman style wrestling. I have the agility of a freaking parkour artist. I am the best at what I do because I make sure that I put in the time and energy to be the best at what I do. So, Callie, when I say that I'm the best for the millionth time, I mean that. I'm the best. No one in that roster from top to bottom can touch me. So what you say is irrelevant because I deserve all the credit in the world. I deserve opportunity. How come guys like Calypso got opportunities when I didn't? How come guys like Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler got opportunities where I had to sit and I had to suffer and I had to scratch and I had to claw and I had to steal the show every single week? But nobody wanted to give me a chance. This is their chance to prove to me that they can hang with me. So I'll wait. I'll wait for that scramble match to be done. And then when it's time, I'm kicking someone's ass and I'm going to be at the top of my throne and say, your two-time NWF Unified Champion is none other than the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez.
I am very much looking forward to seeing this contest. I am looking forward to seeing how this pans out. And I will be the first. Well, okay, maybe not me because Bossman's going to be there, but...
Listen, Bossman is going to announce it correctly, hopefully, and you will also do the same, Lady Bossman.
If I am given a person to announce, whomever wins that match, if I am asked to announce that winner, I will announce it. It will be correct. That is the one thing I will guarantee. I do know who's in the matches. That being said, I will be one of the first to not only announce you as the winner, but I'll be one of the first that will stand there and I will shake your hand. I will congratulate you. And
oh, so now you want to shake my hand? That's what this is all about. You want to shake my hand, just like the NWF Universe or Army or whoever they want to portray themselves as. Just that you guys try to acknowledge me now. Like, what's been going on for the past 3 years? I have been the best young rising star for the past 3 years in the NWF, with roadblocks included. So when I hurdle over those roadblocks, run through them, and get to where I need to be, every time you guys are surprised that Lexus Montez is still standing, whether it's with the Enterprise, whether it's with Aoka, whether it's any match that I've been in. In my first 2 years of being in the NWF, I should have been rewarded an MVP award for my matches with Titan and Jay Donaldson in a triple threat match, for my matches in a countdown brawl, which I shined the brightest. I should have been given a Rookie of the Year, MVP award, whatever you want to call it. I should have been known as the NWF's future, which I am. So, for you to say, when I come through the ramp or whatever you just said, you're going to shake my hand. How dare you disrespect me, Callie? How dare you? How dare you sit here and disrespect me like that? You should have already shaken my hand when I got through the door. I am the best. Remember that. Always remember that. And I'm not going to let you forget it. None of you. None of you slack-jawed mouth breathers in Fairfield, Ohio, or Elmwood. I am the best. Know that. Respect it. Understand that I am the best. The absolute best. Period. So don't you dare disrespect me like that. Don't you dare disrespect the Prince of Sport, two-time Unified Champion Lexus Montez.
That, sir, was not meant to be respect. That was actually meant as a sign of respect because I do not have any control over the front office. I have never denied
that you have talent.
Yeah,
well, I'm glad because you would just push the swinger as your number one guy. I'm the guy. Why doesn't anyone realize that? Why doesn't anyone realize that I am the guy?
Like I said, I have no control over the front office or the decisions that are made with regards to matches and title shots. That is not a role that I am a part of. However, like I said, I have never once denied that you have a great deal of talent, that you probably should have been given opportunities that you had not yet received. But like I said, I have no control over any of that. I don't plan on ever having control of any of that. I wouldn't want the headache. So I would applaud Roger Ruffin and Nate Pelley for having to deal with all of that. And as for you being a two-time Unified Champion, while I can definitely see that being a possibility, we will all have to wait and see with the outcome to the
ultimate ladder match. I'm telling you, this is what's going to happen. I won't allow anything else to happen besides me reclaiming what's rightfully mine. No, sorry, defending what is mine. I look at this match as a title defense match. Kalypso forfeited his spot, won that match in the last Fairfield. Me, I don't think if anybody forgot that, but I won. 3 minutes and 26 seconds to be exact. I was the Unified Champion until Nate Pelley stuck his nose where it didn't belong. So, when people mention this match going forward, it is Alexis Montez defending his Unified Championship match, and I would even call it this, an open ladder match challenge. Yeah, I like that. I'm defending my title in an open challenge ladder match. Yeah, that sounds good. Sounds real good.
An open challenge ladder match.
I actually like the sound of that. And we have another caller there on the line. I hope it goes better than the last one.
Yeah, don't get these jabronis on the line, Ace Diamond.
Man, I thought I had an ego.
And we're going to that one, too.
Thank you for that.
Man, I can't believe you guys just cut off a guy who just said he thought he had an ego. Man, who's your director of this show?
That would be me, because, I knew that voice, and I knew exactly where that was going, and we did not want to go there.
Nice. Glad you have these creepoids on your show.
I'm going to refrain from the comment I was about to make, because no need to stir the pot more than it's already stirred.
Absolutely not.
However, needless to say, this Saturday night at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, people, you need to buy your tickets, buy them now. VIPs are $15. General admission is $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Get your tickets, get them quickly. I strongly recommend, if you have not been a VIP yet, you need to buy VIP tickets. This is the show to be at. It is the last event of this year for the NWF. It is a packed card. And let me tell you, the matches that we've announced, there is not one of them that could not main event anywhere. And I will stand by that comment. Because let me tell you, it is a night full of talent and a night that anything and everything will most likely happen. We could see a new Tri-State champion. We could see Alexis Montez become a two-time Unified champion.
Absolutely.
So I strongly urge you people to go out, buy your pre-sale tickets. They are available at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Also, make sure you get there early, get your tickets, get a good place to park. It is going to be a hot, hot, hot night inside the UAW Hall. It may be cold outside, but let me tell you what. We are going to set this place on fire Saturday. Alexis Montez, I really, for your sake, I hope. Oh, I can't even say I hope. I'm looking forward to see who comes out on top of this match. I know you said you will be the two-time champion at the end of that match. And I think being the freshman in the match, even though you don't know who you're facing, will give you the distinct advantage.
Absolutely. I'm walking into Fairfield with one goal and one goal in mind, and that is to reclaim and defend my championship.
I wish you the best of luck with that. Because there are
going to
be
losers, Callie.
Eight individuals. I'm sorry?
Luck for losers?
Uh-huh. There are going to be eight individuals with the same goal. And they're going to be looking to walk out of there as the unified champion. So I'm calling it a huge toss-up at this point. Like I said, I'm giving you the advantage just on the fact that you're going to be the fresh man in that match. And ladder matches are not, repeat, not easy matches. They are not a cakewalk. They are dangerous. They shorten careers. And very similar to a steel cage, you do not walk out of a ladder match the same way you walked in. Everybody always leaves a piece of themselves somewhere in that match.
Right on. My Calypso Leslie's Conte is back at Fairfield. Listen, Callie, you're talking to the choir. You're preaching to the choir here. I know what I'm getting into. When Nate Pelley announced that match, I was excited. I was thrilled, but at the same time, I had a little bit of a challenge to overcome. You see, my original opponent can't be Calypso. No. So what they do is they don't just do the right thing. Say, hey, Alexis Montez, we're sorry. This is yours, the Unified Championship. We will have you defend it in a proper match, but no. They want to continue to live up to their expectations of having a death-defying ladder match. I'm a student of the game. I adapt to what is given to me. It doesn't matter who it is. It could be freaking Matt Cross. It could be Chad Allegra that walks through that curtain. I know for a fact that I'm walking out of Fairfield what rightfully belongs to me. Every single time I defend my Unified Championship, it's going to be in spite of the NWF fans, because they were the ones that turned their backs on me. They were the ones that made me realize that I don't need them. I never did. I need me. I need me to be at the top of my game, and I will give you that. I will give you one of the best ladder matches you've seen in a while. So mark my words, Callie, and Diamond Ace or Ace Diamond, whatever your name is. I am going to be the champion at the end of the night, as I've always been. And you can bet on that.
You heard it here first. It is the proclamation of the Prince of Sport. And as he proclaims, the two-time Unified Champion.
At this point, I'm already the two-time Unified Champion, so you should say still your Unified Champion, Alexis Montez, the Prince of Sport, the Prince of Sport, Alexis Montez.
Whichever way you would like for me to say it, ladies and gentlemen, you need to be in Fairfield this Saturday night. That is going to be an exciting match. It is going to be a hard-hitting match. Because I don't know how many people have had the opportunity to actually watch you up close, but I've seen some of the strikes. I've seen some of the kicks. And all I can say is, I'm glad I'm not the one on the other end of them.
You're damn right.
I never liked to be on the other end to begin with. But I'm sure as hell glad I'm not on the other end when I'm watching you in the ring. Because my lungs may get collapsed. That's all I'm saying to that. And I'm not one that will back down very easily, but thank you, no thank you. Make sure, folks, you get your tickets. You join us this Saturday night at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. And don't forget the after party at Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza. That is this Saturday. Doors open at 7 p.m. Bell time is 8 p.m. Remember, that is a full card, folks. Get there early. Come cheer on your favorites. Come see the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez.
Two-time
Unified
Champion.
And I am quoting now. I am not going by the match card at this point. The two-time Unified Champion defend in the Ultimate Ladder match against the winner of the 8-man scramble. Lexus Montez, I look forward to seeing you in Fairfield. I look forward to seeing how that match actually turns out if you do walk out as the Unified Champion.
Which I will.
But folks, make sure you join us. Remember, we've got that huge steel cage match pitting Tough Justice against the Monster Abyss and the man Roger Ruffin. The Tri-State title match defended by Pompano Joe, your training Tri-State champion. He will defend against Relentless Ron Mathis and True Grit Bruce Gray. The first ever Who's House match. Nasty Russ as he takes on NWF legend Angel. And then we'll have that huge 8-man scramble where the winner will go on to face the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez.
Two-time.
In the Ultimate Ladder match. The only way you can win is to climb the ladder and retrieve the Unified Championship, which will be hanging high above the ring. So get your tickets. Remember, VIP is $15. General admission is $8 in advance, $10 at the door. I know you said luck is for the week. Luck is for losers. I do wish all the competitors in that match the best of luck. Because I have a feeling everybody's going to need it on that night.
Right on.
May the best men win their individual matches that night. May the best teams come out on top. Ace Diamond, do you have anything you would like to add?
I would just like to add, I'm personally looking forward to that ladder match. Like I said, it is one of the two matches I am looking forward to, along with the steel cage match. And Lexus Montez, I believe you are as good as you say you are, and I think you will walk out of the UAW Hall with that title.
As I should, rightfully, Ace Diamond. So I appreciate that. That's the smartest thing you said all night. That's the greatest thing you said all night. And I will see you, hopefully, whatever you look like, in Fairfield.
You may just see me in Fairfield. You'll recognize me, I think.
It will be about damn time. Anyway, I digress. Remember, folks, that this Saturday night, December the 30th, we are at the UAW Hall in Fairfield on Sims Road. Get your tickets. Come join us for this exciting night of wrestling action. Titles will be on the line. there will be bodies everywhere. I would almost guarantee it with some of these matches. Like we said, there's a steel cage match. Whose house match? A triple threat match for the Tri-State Championship. The eight-man scramble where the winner will go on to the Ultimate Ladder match for an opportunity to become Unified Champion. Alexis Montez, you've got eight men that are going to be gunning for you. Only one of them will actually face you in that match. My question is, will you be out there to see who wins that match? To see who you're facing?
I don't really need to. I don't really need to. I will be stationed in the back, in the locker room, ready for whoever I face. Like I said, Callie, it doesn't matter. I'm the best. I am the best. Great wrestlers, great competitors, adapt. Adapt. So, with that being said, it doesn't matter who it is. I don't even have to know who's in the dang match until the day of. I just know for a fact that I, the two-time Unified Champion, will defend his championship that he never lost. So, to whoever's listening, to whoever's going to show up in Fairfield, to whoever is going to do whatever in Fairfield, just know that in Fairfield, December 30th, 2017, Alexis Montez, the Prince of Sports, is going to prove yet again that he is the best. Hands down. No question, the absolute best. And I will prove in that match that not even on someone's best day they can touch me.
There you have it, folks. Never, ever lacking for confidence. The Prince of Court, Alexis Montez.
Why should he?
Folks, join us. Help us send out 2017 with a bang. It is our last event of the year. Let's make it huge. Come out, be loud, be rowdy. And we will see everyone in Fairfield this Saturday night. To the Prince of Sport, Alexis Montez, I will see you, sir, in Fairfield.
Yeah, you will. Before we get out of here, Callie, let me tell you something real quick. Make sure you follow the Prince of Sport, Alexis Montez, on Twitter at SuperLexus17. Make sure you hear my voice every single Saturday night on the Road Home from Wrestling podcast. And make sure that you're there at Fairfield, Ohio, December 30th, 2017, at the UAW Hall to watch me defend my Unified Championship and prove to everyone that is in attendance that I'm simply the absolute best.
Ace Diamond?
You know, I'm very rarely at a loss for words, but it's hard to follow that up. It really is.
Credit.
I do
want
to thank everybody that has listened and has appeared on the show for the past year. This is the last show of 2017. I'd say we went out with a bang.
I'm saying we did too. And make sure you check us out next Tuesday when we do return for the first show of 2018, where I can say we will not just be discussing Fairfield. We will discuss the outcome of the matches from Fairfield. We will also discuss some of the matches from the night before, from Slammin' in the New Year. But folks, make sure you go get your tickets. They are on sale at the BP station on Main Street in Hamilton. VIP tickets are $15, general admission $8 in advance, $10 at the door. Doors will open Saturday night at 7 p.m., bell time 8 p.m., and then join us afterwards at Buffalo Wings and Rings in the Jungle Gym Plaza for our after party.
Miss Cowley, it's been one heck of a year.
Boy, has it ever.
And I cannot wait to kick off 2017 or 2018 next Tuesday night. I am definitely looking forward to that.
You and me both. To the Prince of Sport, have a nice night. Ace Diamond, I'll catch you on the flip side. NWF Army, I will see everyone this Saturday night in Fairfield.
Ladies and gentlemen, be sure to come to the NWF show. I may or may not be there. I will be at the after party. That is for certain. For Miss Callie and the Prince of Sport, Lexus Montez, this is Ace Diamond. Good night and Happy New Year, everybody.